from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
All right, good Monday morning. Tyler Ivins and Will West on your radio at 99.1, The Sports Animal. 556-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Tennessee, South Carolina, Lady Vols, they can't catch up as A&M just charity stripes the Lady Vols to death yesterday. We'll get into both losses for both teams over the weekend. We get started today with more developments in Major League Baseball sign-stealing scandal with the Houston Astros. And right now, you kind of just wish that anybody from the Houston Astros or Rob Manfred wouldn't step in front of a camera right now. Yeah, you'd like to see people face the music, but not when stupidity continues to just leak like toxic sludge from everybody's mouth. It's going to be March 26th. That's when opening day is going to be for Major League Baseball. So if you see today's the 17th, you can do the quick math. We're a little over 5 weeks away, and I think people are just ready for real baseball to begin, so there'll be more storylines that can develop just so we can get past the Houston Astros.
That is where I'll disagree with you, sir.
Really?
Yeah, no, I look.
Well, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I don't think most people care, for the most part, about baseball starting or anything like that. But I think the outrage machine is going. And when the outrage machine is going, it feeds it on itself. And sure, it's like a perpetual motion machine. And right now, we're in the middle of the tornado of outrage. And eventually that will stop, and it will move on probably by Thursday. This all stops. Let's be honest. This all probably stops. Not that people won't look at the Astros as cheating the game.
Right.
But it won't be something that's in the headlines every day. The problem is every time somebody opens their mouth, they just pour gasoline on this thing. And so right now, I don't think the public can consume enough of this. And it wasn't that way, I don't think, last week. We discussed this and debated it when you were out Friday, enjoying Chicago, so I hope you had a good time.
That and licking my wounds from just an eventful Thursday night in the great city of Nashville.
So the conversation, like, baseball people were deep in on this. Sports right. people are going to discuss this for the most part, but it wasn't like the public was there. And then the Astros kept talking, and then Dusty Baker makes his appeal to Major League Baseball. Hey, we're the unwritten rules sport, and you know you can hit people because they're too good in the middle of a series on the last game.
Right.
But don't let them hit our guys for cheating the sport and stealing a World Series. And then you have Rob Manfred, who comes out and says, we will punish people who throw at the Astros intentionally. Now, Ronald Acuna Jr. can't get they can't get a look when that happens with Ronald Acuna Jr. just because he's good. But I think right now the public, after Dusty Baker's comments, Manfred's comments, Carlos Correa's comments, and Jose Altuve's comments, which did not line up. And so now I think the outrage machine is going. And man, now again, what happens whenever the public gets really outraged is by 2 or 3 days later, it's over. But right now the outrage machine is feeding on itself, and people are excited to be outraged.
Can you recall the last time you read a comment from an athlete, maybe somebody personal in your life, or they told you something over dinner, and you just went, you've got to be kidding me. Either A, I cannot believe that because I know it's true, but it's so ridiculous, or I know for a fact that's not true and that's so ridiculous. How could you even come up with that? When I heard Carlos Correa say, all right, he's not going to like that I'm telling the story, but here it is. Jose Altuve did not want his jersey ripped off after the 2019 walk-off homer on Aroldis Chapman. Because he has a bad tattoo on his collarbone that isn't finished.
Now, then, though, what happens?
What?
The internet starts sleuthing, and you know what we find out?
He doesn't have a tattoo on his collarbone.
He doesn't have a tattoo. And he also, now, Jose Altuve apparently said, well, my wife doesn't let me be shirtless because we're conservative. Yeah. Family values and such. Then you go to Jose Altuve's Instagram page, and he's shirtless in about two-thirds of the pictures.
Yeah.
And he has no tattoo.
Yep.
So we know what Carlos Correa is saying is a bald-faced lie. We know what Jose Altuve is saying is a bald-faced lie. So what does that leave us, Tyler Ivins? Because I'll just tell you right now, I'm 99.9% they were using buzzers. Like, in the absence of any other answer, and I know you've already lied about this twice, the only thing left is for me to believe that you cheated, especially when you constantly cheated.
This is what I've learned. And I'm going to say something that it needs to be said, and everybody needs to understand Here's the reason why. If you want the honest to goodness truth to why everything is so backwards right now, if you want to know why Rob Manfred isn't laying the hammer, if you want to know why it seems like the Astros are just skating by without punishment, if you want to know why people are just watching the days go by on the calendar and nobody's doing anything about it, I'm going to tell you coming up on the other side. And it's going to pain me to say this as a baseball fan, but if you want the honest to goodness truth that nobody is saying the reason why this is happening, I'm going to tell you in the next 4 minutes.
And if you listen to our station Friday night, after we went off the air with local programming, you heard a very, very, very interesting report from a Bleacher Report writer that he talked about something he wrote about in 2018 that pertains to this.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. It is a Monday. We made it through the weekend. And wouldn't you know it, but there is a chance that we could actually get some beautiful skies coming up this week. I know, hard to believe, right? Tyler Ivins, Will West, your Monday morning. We introduce Eric Kane now to the side. He is going to be having our first Tennessee Lottery Sports Minute here on TSL.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, Lady Vols came up just short at home, falling to number 16 at Texas A&M, 73-71. Ray Burrell, Renai Davis registered 19 and 18 points respectively, but it was the Chinity Carter's show at 37 points for the Aggies. Tennessee baseball finished off a season opening sweep of Western Illinois, 23-4 Game 3 final Sunday afternoon. Jackson Leaf impressed in his volunteer debut, striking out 12 to earn the win on the mound. XFL scores from Sunday, the Dallas Renegades down the Los Angeles Wildcats 25-18. Landry Jones threw for 305 yards and a touchdown in the win. Elsewhere, the Houston Roughnecks defeated the St. Louis Battlehawks 28-24. P.J. Walker, three touchdowns for the winning quarterback's team. The 62nd running of the Daytona 500 was postponed 20 laps in Monday until 4 o'clock Eastern time. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who won the pole, leads after 20 laps. And it was Team LeBron who came back to defeat Team Giannis 157-150 in the NBA All-Star game. Kawhi Leonard won the inaugural Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP award after dropping 30 points. Special edition Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery are hot off the press. Play today for your chance to win up to $300,000. It's 6:11. We'll get a check of the roads in about 15 seconds with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Hey, glad girls.
Hopefully an entertaining weekend has led to you taking the first right step out of the bed this morning. Good morning, Tyler Ivins, Will West. We're at TSL 99.1 and at 991, thesportsanimal.com. Coming up before the end of the hour, we're going to get into a blank space for a Monday. The Houston Astros, though, it seems like that this is not going to go away anytime soon, if ever, okay? This is probably, I believe it is the worst scandal to happen to Major League Baseball since the Black Sox, okay?
More so than steroids.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100% because baseball was openly turning a blind eye to what was happening with McGuire and Sosa, because if it wasn't for the 98 home run chase, they would not have recovered from their 94 strike. The work stoppage in 94 needed something massive to overhaul fandom again in Major League Baseball. And Bud Selig, for as much as he takes the scars and he takes L's for everything that he did in office as Major League Baseball's commissioner, I don't think anything's going to compare to what Rob Manfred has done in just a short period of time he has in Major League Baseball. You know, throughout the weekend, there were so many people that were flipping away from television channels because they were just tired of hearing about Major League Baseball sign-stealing scandal. I was in a house on Sunday morning trying to get a little protein in, and you saw 3 to 4 different televisions being flipped away from any local sports because if they were talking about it in Chicago, then they were talking about it in Houston, they were talking about it in every Major League market. And here we are now, a Major League Baseball fan, or maybe you're just a casual viewer of the sport. And coincidentally at the same time, I'll bring soccer into this too real quick. Coincidentally at the same time where there are people questioning why Major League Baseball is not handing out the hammer and just sending the Houston Astros into oblivion so they'll never do this again, you have the, correct me if I'm wrong here, but was it who handed out the punishment on Man City?
UEFA.
All right, so UEFA, and if you would please, to the people out there who are not familiar, what happened to Man City over the weekend?
Man City has been banned from the next two Champions Leagues. Champions League is the winners of every league, and the right. Top four in the Premier League, and tops in each of the different European soccer leagues, then go into a tournament and play one another for one big grand champion, and there's about $70 million that goes to the winning team at the end of the year, and there's a whole lot of money involved in it. Man City has broken the fair play rules, and what that means is if you can only spend money that you make with the team for you to be able to then go get players. Man City, according to UEFA, was using oil money from Abu Dhabi and just using that money and straight going and buying players, outspending everybody else, and they broke the fair play rules. It'd be like going past the salary cap for the Dallas Cowboys to be able to pay Dak and Cooper, and that's pretty much what you're looking at there. Now, they do have an appeal, and I think the expectation is it'll be brought down to 1 year, but no, UEFA has banned, at least as of right now, Man City from Champions League play.
You break the rules, you get punished.
Yeah.
So why is it in Major League Baseball that the Houston Astros were caught breaking the rules and they weren't punished? Why? Baseball fans, I'm a baseball fan, and it pains me to say this, but sometimes you can just look at the situation and you can call it what it is, and sometimes you just have to talk about the black eye on somebody's face, okay? The Houston Astros are not being punished and not having World Series or MVP stripped away from their franchise and from personal players because everybody in baseball was doing this. And what I mean by that is, yeah, sure, everybody is sign stealing, but it's how far you took the sign stealing. Everybody in Major League Baseball was stealing signs. We just continued to just beat this horse to death because it was the Astros that got caught. Okay? The reason why you don't see the Houston Astros getting hit with a similar ban as we just talked about with Man City is because if you punish the Houston Astros, then you start getting whistleblowers of going, fine, I'm not going down without taking other people with me. And then you find out teams like the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. I understand teams that have already been whispered to have done this. But I warned many, many friends who wanted to pile on other Astros friends of them of other relationships because I was afraid that this could come out, and I was afraid that there could be teams like maybe the Braves involved or the Reds involved or the Mets involved or the Astros involved or the Dodgers involved. You know, it just
well the Dodgers didn't hit well enough for in those series for them. If they were cheating, they didn't do it right.
This right now is a problem for the Houston Astros and Rob Manfred. Okay, it is centric to one team. If you punish the Houston Astros, then more players become whistleblowers with the Houston Astros, and this quickly goes from a one-team problem to half the league problem. And if you start banning the Astros for 3 years, no championship appearances for the next 5 years, then all of a sudden it becomes an issue where you have to start banning more than half the league. If you can't already see why this is the issue and why it seems like the Astros can only just have 30-second pre-prepared scripts and it just looks atrocious out there, I mean, it's one of the worst things to ever happen to Major League Baseball, and essentially as these guys act like they don't give a care, it's because they know they're going to get away with
it. It's also because they don't give a care, right? And so, but there's a reason they don't give a care is why I guess what you're saying, right?
Exactly, because there are a lot more people who are doing this.
So,
right?
Scott Miller, excuse me, is the guy's name. He is the national baseball columnist for Bleacher Report.
Right.
He was on the Zach Gelb show Friday night on this station on CBS Sports Radio, and he said, look, I wrote about this in 2018 during the offseason, that in 2018, at the owners' meetings, that some owners came to Major League Baseball and said, you have to do something here because it's the Wild West with video cheating to steal signs.
Yeah.
And you've got to do something. And so Major League Baseball, in that offseason between 2017 and 2018, came back and said to all the teams and said, knock it off, right? No more. No more. No more using video stuff to steal signs. No more of this stuff getting done. And that, for the most part, it stopped after that. There were still some teams that did that, and there's a possibility the Astros were one of the teams that were still doing that. But what he said was so many teams were doing it in 2017 that some owners went to them and said, okay, like, you know, stealing signs is one thing. Enough's enough, right? But you got to do something here. There was a big enough deal that it was discussed at the owners' meetings, and he said, and I wrote about it at the time, that there were whispers all around Major League Baseball that the Astros were doing this. We didn't have the trash can thing, so we didn't know about that, that this is how they were getting that to them, but this is why I guess there's not as much outrage
sure.
amongst GMs and owners in baseball is because they all had this conversation. What's interesting to me, dude, and I'm going to play devil's advocate with you. I have never seen baseball players react like this, right? Players from other teams, the Cleveland Browns, Dodgers, Cleveland Indians, Dodgers, very specifically, who have come out and said, yeah, this is trash. You know, former players who have come out and said, this is trash. and this shouldn't have done, and no, this isn't something that's normal. Do you think those players just happen to be on teams that didn't do this? They weren't aware that their team was doing this? Or is it just kind of fake outrage a little bit because they don't like the fact that the Astros are showing no contrition to the after they've been caught?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I really think it's a little bit of everything. And I think where a lot of this comes from is I don't, for once in my life, I don't know how to react about something that I'm passionate about. And that might be scary, but it also is a little confusing for me. Here's why I mean that. When I see Dusty Baker come out and say, hey, listen, settling issues with the pitching and the hitting and one man with a bat and one man with a ball, let's see who's better, mano y mano. But I don't want you out there deliberately hitting my players in Major League Baseball. I hope you're listening, because I don't think that there should be any type of retribution out there for players who feel like that they didn't get their pound of flesh. See, part of me says, screw you, Dusty Baker. Screw you. You knew exactly what you were getting yourself into when you took over the Houston Astros job, okay? And if there is a player out there who feels like that he was cheated or felt like that he in no way, you know, somebody who's pure for the game, this great sport of Major League Baseball, America's pastime, if they felt like that they are getting cheated or slighted and they want to take their type of punishment in their own hands, so be it. This has been happening in baseball for years. But then on the other side of the coin, I sit there and say to myself, people out there who are screaming that they need to go out there and wear one on the ribs has never been hit by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the ribs, okay? And you don't know who is guilty and who is innocent. Just because somebody is wearing an Astros jersey this year doesn't mean that you can go out there. And then what happens, Will, you take it another step and somebody is extra mad, extra angry, and they go out there and one gets away from them and they put one right in their beanpole, and then all of a sudden they're out for a year. They're out for the career.
I'll ask you guys this. Because you guys are a hardcore baseball guy. When it comes to unwritten rules, why in the world for this would baseball step in when baseball doesn't want to step in for the unwritten rules? And so I saw Bomani Jones arguing for people who hate the unwritten rules of baseball, why are you in favor of the Astros being hit now or okay with the Astros being hit now? And I think, well, that's the point. It's like, it's one thing to police yourself by throwing at a guy, but don't do it over something dumb about, I thought you stared down that ball for a split second longer, or you took, you know, 0.7 seconds too long rounding the bases. If you're going to hit somebody over that and baseball's not going to step in and suspend a guy, why would you step in and suspend a guy now? Because both are premeditated, right? Both are premeditated. One's for something stupid. One's for policing. One is legitimately about policing the sport.
And this goes back to the confusion, because I used to be a big proponent of let the players police the situation, okay? If they felt like this is something that needs to cease or something that needs to stop on the field, people will take care of it. And if they don't take care of it, at least the commissioner's office is smart enough. They have appointed somebody who knows baseball enough where they know where to hand out punishments and they know how to handle the situation once the players leave the field. Right now, Major League Baseball does not have somebody in office who can do that. Rob Manfred is not a baseball guy. Rob Manfred is a business guy. And I get what every owner and every person part of Major League Baseball is essentially a business guy. But you would like to think that majority of those guys, if not more than two-thirds of those guys, are also baseball guys. Rob Manfred's job was to step in, continue to make money, and then hand it off to somebody else 20 years from now. Right now, Rob Manfred is looking like the biggest clown that baseball has had in some time.
Well, I think that Rob Manfred's job was to grow the game to younger people, right?
Right.
That was job one for Manfred, was how do I grow the game for younger people? And how do I wipe the Bud Selig off of this thing?
Right.
Right, because baseball, when Bud Selig started, baseball was the biggest sport in the world, in America. When Bud Selig ended, the thing's a train wreck. You know what I mean? And so that's what I thought that he was trying to do, was wipe the Bud Selig off of this thing. And it seems almost like you've doubled down on the Bud Selig a little bit with this, but I think part of it's what you're saying. He's not a baseball guy. He's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what he's there for. He's a marketing guy for the most part. That's what Rob Manfred's there to do. Cater, what's the difference here that people might be missing when they say you can throw at somebody and baseball doesn't do anything because Ronald Acuna Jr. is too good in a single series, or because a guy stared down a ball for, you know, 3/4 of a second and you didn't think you should, or because he bat flipped or rounded the bases slightly too slow, but now you're sitting there saying I'm going to punish somebody for throwing at somebody with this?
Well, I mean, to me, I don't agree with it. I don't think it should happen at all.
Throwing at people or punishing for throwing at people?
But well, I don't think anybody should throw at anybody. I mean, I understand. I mean, I'm a baseball purist and everything. But as Tyler's already pointed out, I mean, it's getting. I mean, you're a couple inches away from putting one of the noggin and maybe ending someone's career. So I'm never for throwing
Tanner,
it at
anybody
someone.
Yelling right now. And you know what? I've taken a 95 mile an hour fastball, one off my back and one in my ribs. Anybody who is screaming at the top of their lungs, hit him! They're the idiot behind you at a ballpark. You should hit him. They've never been hit with a baseball that
yeah,
long.
So
they have no idea what they're getting themselves into.
To me, I still think it's wrong. So I don't think they're missing anything because I think it's still the wrong thing to do. But I mean, certainly that's going to happen this year, and it's going to. I mean, you know, you can come out and Dusty Baker can plea all he wants, and Rob Manfred can say that there will be no. You know, this will not happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen more than once. There's going to be fights.
I said this Friday. If I'm a middle reliever in Cleveland and I've got it, and I'm at the back end of my career, and this is probably my last stop, I'm putting one in Altuve's. I'm breaking his ribs, right? Yeah. Because I want to open a steakhouse one day, and I want people to go to it.
And not
if this
that
gets
I would
people
be...
in Los Angeles or Cleveland or New York. To go to my steakhouse or my sandwich shop or fast food joint that I do is because I can get the publicity from cracking Altuve one. Oh, well.
And not that I'd be supporting that or encouraging that, but I would certainly understand when that happens because it's going to happen.
Hey, y'all, welcome to Well West Steakhouse. Come on down. We got the Jose Altuve spare ribs.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what somebody would do.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I would do. But I'm thinking marketing, always on the hustle.
656-9900.
So it's like I said back in the day, if I was the last guy on the bench for the Cleveland Cavaliers back in the day, the next time LeBron came into town, I'd have put him in the fourth row. You know what I mean? I'd have gone Lambeer on him. Now, when LeBron came back, I'd have lost my job and my business, but it'd have been a nice run while it lasted.
Tyler Evans, Will West, still a lot more we have to get into here on a Monday morning. Including Tennessee, both the Lady Vols and the Men fall short in Columbia and at home against Texas A&M. Also, another chance for you to score $1,000 with Workday Payday here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this. And I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans.
Well, I had some breaking news for you, Alex Bregman. There's probably no chance of that happening.
Yeah, so Kaner, jump in on this, if you will. I asked Tyler this during the break. Right now, if you could have Jose Altuve on your team, and you got him scot-free on a reasonable contract, Jose Altuve just transfers his contract to the Atlanta Braves, are you taking him?
I mean, he would still make your team a lot better. As far as all the other distractions, how the guys would deal with that in the clubhouse, it might be more than what you want to bargain for. But, I mean, Jose Altuve, the player, I mean, the Atlanta Braves would be significantly better with him in the lineup.
Would you take Jose Altuve? Because I'll just be honest, the answer is no for me.
He took Cano. Well, I know you don't like Robinson Cano, but Robinson Cano was on your team the last, what, year, 2 years?
That was a boneheaded deal by Brody Van Wagenen to try to announce his presence in New York of, look at the deal I can swing. And honestly, if you look back at the trade, as much as we do Dansby Swanson, Ender, and Ciarte, that wasn't the Robbie Cano deal. That was the Edwin Diaz deal, and you have to take on Robbie Cano's bad contract. Like everybody keeps saying, hey, that's the Mookie Betts deal. Yeah, but you got to take the David Price contract as well.
So if right now you've got Jose Altuve on your team.
I'm leaning no.
Yeah, for me, it's the same way. But if you told me George Springer, I'd say yes. And so you asked about Bregman as well. Like, would you take Bregman? Maybe that's kind of how I look at that. I look at it this way. I think Jose Altuve is a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, I just think categorically Jose Altuve is a bad, like, just not a good dude. I think Bregman looks like a buffoon in this. But at least I don't look at him and just say, you're just not a good dude. You know, like Springer, I just look at it and say, you're part of it. Not great. But I don't know that you've been propped up by this. Because if you look at it, 2016-17 and 2015-16-17, Jose Altuve's not been the same guy. He's been great. He's been, last year, 30 home runs, just under 300 batting average. But he was 200 hits, 330, 330, 340 batting average. And then 2018, it drops to 316. 2019, it drops below 300. So it just makes me think that, like, I can't help but wonder how much were his stats propped up. Not that he wouldn't still be great. But is he elite? Is he maybe the best, one of the best hitters in baseball? Without this, I don't know that he is.
Here's my thing about Jose Altuve. He has a great story. For those of you out there who are not familiar with Jose Altuve's story, it actually is something that a Disney movie at a time would have been made of. you have Jose Altuve, who is undersized. Everybody knows his frame. He's 5'6", maybe 5'6 and a half. If he weighs 170 pounds, I'll be astonished. The point is, he is a short guy. He gets signed originally by the Houston Astros, and they see his size and his frame, and they tell him he's never going to grow into his body, and they cut him. He gets sent home with $20,000, $30,000 in his pocket, if that, and says, you're done. You're not going to play for this organization. Altuve comes back and essentially plays for free to show that he is worth the contract. The Astros throw him a bone. He fights his way through the organization and continues to be what everybody thinks is a success story. And much to Will's point, if you go back and look at his numbers, I believe beginning in 13 or 14, when the Astros were still in the midst of this tanking and trying to position themselves for draft picks and freeing up salary cap space to continue to acquire players, Altuve was still raking, okay? Altuve was still hitting the ball 200 times a game, or 200 times a season. He was hitting over 300-plus a season. Jose Altuve had become a success story in front of our eyes, and everybody wanted a Jose Altuve on their team. And then Jose Altuve started putting up not very good numbers, MVP-like numbers, even winning the award over Aaron Judge in 2017. Do you remember what Aaron Judge did in 2017? He hit the most home runs by a rookie in Major League Baseball history and burst on the scene in New York City. In New York City, where people say that there is a bias with the media, maybe there is, but that just shows you how impressive of a season Jose Altuve had to have in 2017 to overcome all of the East Coast New York major market bias that was Aaron Judge. And then now this comes out. Are you still looking at Aaron Judge and the success story the same way? This is a huge question.
No, right, I mean, now it's certainly tainted now. I mean, it's absolutely tainted now. I mean, you can't ignore what he's done in his career, the odds he's had to overcome. But you're never going to look at Jose Altuve the same way again. No. And Carlos Correa coming out with Ken Rosenthal and you know, putting everybody on blast, saying just know the facts. I mean, you idiot.
But you also
Do you not read the report?
You lied repeatedly too. And it's easily disprovable lies. But here's the problem, though, that comes with being a really great athlete a lot of time. Really big ego. And you've gone through your whole life with nobody telling you that your poop stinks. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to find out in a big public setting like this, your poop does stink, and we're going to tell you you're an idiot.
So if we're playing the name game, we go Jose Altuve, you know, George Springer and all that. What about Carlos Correa? If he was on the Dodgers tomorrow,
I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, remember, the Astros were even shopping him before this whole thing came out.
I'm just saying, just in terms of the comments and everything that he made, you know, over the weekend.
Yeah, I don't want that guy.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, so I also look at, right now, as far as like who looks best, who looks worse on this, right? I look at some guys as they just went along with it. And I look at other guys as if, like Beltran, I think is probably the ringleader of it. It looks as if that's the case anyway. I look at Altuve as a bad guy. I look at Correa as a bad guy. I look at Springer as just part of it. You know what I mean? I look at...
Verlander came out and said he wished he would have said more, but he just kind of sat back. Hey, Dallas Keuchel the same way.
And we don't have enough radio time for me to even sink my teeth into Justin Verlander. And, Mr. Let's Make Baseball Great, pure again. I'm going to call every other jabroni out whenever they do something bad. That's very true. I'm Justin Verlander. You're a piece of garbage. I'm Justin Verlander. And the second something happens on a team that where he benefits getting a ring... Where the hell is Justin Verlander?
I would see it, and I mentioned it Friday. I'll buy that Brian McCann was the one guy to try to get it to stop, and it didn't happen. But Brian McCann doesn't ever get to be kill the fun guy ever again.
Ever.
He does not. But I would buy that Brian McCann's the one, because he's the fun police. I would buy that Brian McCann's the one guy that did that. That would be, and I'll just be real, of the two guys, if I'm ranking, if I'm an MLB pitcher who I'm throwing at, one is going to be Altuve, right? That's the first one. Like, I'm going to crank him in his hip. Two is going to be Brian McCann, because you've been the fun police for how many places, and you can't handle somebody slightly staring at a ball for a second before it goes out, and now you're going to deal with this. You know what I mean? Like, and now you sat there, and okay, maybe you did try to stop it, but you didn't stop it, so now I'm going to have to crank you with one.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins, Blank Space before the end of hour number one here on 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, College Hoops Finals from Sunday. Number 4, San Diego State defeated Boise State 72-55. 15th-ranked Villanova down Temple 76-56. Number 17, Oregon beat down Utah 80-62. And 21st-ranked Iowa got by Minnesota 58-55. In golf, Adam Scott shot a 1-under-70 par in round 4 to pull away from Scott Brown and claim the Genesis Invitational at 11-under overall on the weekend. On the ice, the Predators outlasted the Blues 2-1. NBA All-Star Final, Team LeBron over Team Giannis 157-155. Kawhi Leonard won the inaugural Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP Award dropping 30 points, making 8 three-pointers. 6th-second running of the Daytona 500 postponed until Monday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. 20 laps in, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is your leader. And Lady Vols came up just short, falling at home to number 16 Texas A&M, 73-71. Love Keno to go? There's more to love when you add Bullseye for your chance to win up to $300,000. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play yours today. It's 646. We'll get a check of the roads. Pete Michael Stravick. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Fulkerson now, 25 points in this game, and Frank Martin calls another timeout with 1:14 to go.
Well, things are going well for the University of Tennessee. And then the final 3 minutes happened in Columbia. Balls fell short against their foes. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Tyler Abbott's Will West. You know what's the bad thing to do when you're in the city of Chicago? Have a bar in the city of Chicago switch to the SEC network away from all the NBA All-Star Weekend festivities.
No.
So let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. You want me to put on a Tennessee-South Carolina game in downtown Chicago? I don't know what part of that you just missed, sir. And based on my bar tab this afternoon, I think you might oblige. I did. And I was disappointed after 40 minutes of basketball, 63-61.
I was disappointed about 3 minutes into that game. I'm just going to be very honest with you. That was terrible.
Oh, that was a snoozer.
Yeah.
That was a snoozer. And Tennessee, who's in desperate need of a road victory, is going to have to find it somewhere else. Because it's not in Columbia, South Carolina. The Vols now 500 on the year in SEC play at 6-6. See if they can get back on track coming up later this week. Speaking of which, I just was talking about blank space with you on the other side. We're pushed for time. Let's get into it right now here on TSL.
Some listeners say it's kind of like growing up playing Mad Libs. And we say, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Blank Space, inside the starting lineup on Sports Radio WNML. Powered by New Balance Knoxville in the Suburban Shopping Center.
Vols back at home Tuesday night. They've got the early game against Vanderbilt. What's up, Canner?
Blank should have been the ruling on the John Fulkerson play at the end of the game Saturday night. Block charge or no call. What do you say?
You know what? When I first saw it, I thought to myself, is that a charge? And then I remember how Fulkerson took a charge against Carolina at home just weeks ago and how poetic it was that that was the way that it was ending. I'll be real, though, and this isn't me just looking at it through orange glasses. When I saw it live and then I had a chance to go back and look at it on Twitter because somebody found it, no chance that's a charge. That's a bad call.
Rick Barnes was right. That was a charge. That's a no question clear as day charge. And Rick Barnes said it after the game, too, and he's right. That was, I mean, look, we may not like that right now with the protected area, they allow things that didn't used to be a charge to charge. But since they put the protected area in, when a guy rotates over and gets his feet planted, even if he's still going a little, moving a little bit, they're going to call a charge. In the day, you had to be still. That's not what the rule. That's not the way it works in basketball in this day and age. I don't like that that's a charge in basketball these days, but that's a charge in this day and age.
Outside of the Tennessee basketball game, blank was the sporting event you paid most attention to this weekend.
All right, should I give you the answer I should give you, or should I give you the answer that's the real answer?
Give us the real answer.
The real answer was Tottenham against Aston Villa yesterday. So that was what the real answer was.
Wait, there's a team out there named
Aston Villa. Yeah.
Interesting.
Timeout.
Who won?
Tottenham.
Was that one of your picks on Friday?
Yes, it was. So.
And you didn't text me.
Well, I said it on the show.
I wasn't on the show.
Were you not streaming it?
No,
come on. This podcast.
What the heck, man?
Dude,
team player.
Oh, okay.
So I gave three picks and then I threw that one in at the end as well and said, hey, this one's also going to win.
Bunch of jerks.
It was a 93rd minute goal in stoppage time. The Tottenham got the win.
Tickets cash.
Yes, they do. I'm ashamed to say this. During football season, we don't get to go to church as much as we would like to because of the NFL show and things like that. I missed church because I was watching it. I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about it. But I did.
Oh. It's all right. You can make good on Sunday.
What about you?
I gave this close of extra drop in $600 to go to the slam dunk. And don't ask me. I was downtown and I was like, man, I have never been to a slam dunk or 3-point shooting competition. And I was negotiating with a guy to go into the All-Star game festivities in Chicago this weekend. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't drop that kind of coin. I did watch probably the most NBA All-Star coverage I've watched in 10 years.
All right. Blank is the best SEC hoops team right now.
Kentucky. It's Kentucky. I think that they are. And I think when it's all said and done, Kentucky's going to be the team that's the best team out of the SEC. Florida's the most talented team. But Florida is not. I know they just beat Vanderbilt down, but they're not the best team.
It is Kentucky, and as much as I want to say that it's LSU, I just watched all 40 minutes of that game between them and Bama this weekend, and I just don't trust LSU in the tournament. Not the SEC tournament, and not the NCAA tournament.
All right, quickly, should have been the final punishment for the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal.
Vacating the World Series at this point. Like, okay, I would say this. At the time, I would not have said that. I would have said, you don't get a draft pick in 5 years. And
you didn't say this on Friday, but a lot has happened since.
That's why, is because at this point, I need this to go away. It's about public perception, and I would want the Astros put themselves in a position to be made an example of. Clearly, you didn't punish them enough that other teams wouldn't think about doing this, and that was the goal. I would have taken 5 years of baseball from them, and I would have given them effectively the death penalty.
I probably would have given
them a postseason ban for a couple of years as well, but... Right now, I would say if I want this to go away and you're Rob Manfred, you gotta yank it.
You gotta hammer him. You put an asterisk next to the World Series. You pull it from them. You take them away from postseason play where they can actually redo for 5 years, and you make it a point. This was an opportunity for baseball to officially correct all the wrongs of the past. The times where you could end it, one and done, and they still didn't do it because there are more people involved that have not been revealed.
All right, last one. Happy President's Day. It's a working holiday for us. Blank was the best athlete to be president of the United States.
There's only one answer here in our lifetime. Well, there's two.
There's two, yeah.
There's Teddy Roosevelt or Barack Obama. And there's no other one because every other one's, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but they're just old. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Like, there's not a candidate running for president right now that I don't think that I could beat two of at basketball. Not the current president, not a candidate running for president. They're just, I mean, you're 80. What do you want me to do?
So the only two that came to mind, it had to be Teddy, right?
But Teddy Roosevelt, the boxer, probably is Teddy. Yeah. That's probably
the one.
Completely
forgot about Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Obama could hit a J right in my face. Yeah. But Teddy Roosevelt, I knew the guy could throw, he had a heavy right.
Yeah.
Heavy right. Yeah, I was going to say, Teddy, you want to take Obama? Then we go splitsies here.
Yeah.
All right, New Balance Knoxville.
Teddy Roosevelt, my favorite president of all time, though. If you ever read about his life, it's awesome.
Andrew Jackson, Tennessee guy.
Speak softly, carry that stick.
Yeah, that's right.
New Balance Knoxville, bringing you everything that is Blank Space on a Monday.
That's right, New Balance Knoxville. Suburban shopping center, the perfect fit every single time with the fit test they give you. You'll love the new styles and colorways from New Balance that they have right now at New Balance Knoxville.
Kaner, if I just gave you a random number, do you think you could tell me who the United President of the United States is? Because I know around your time, they helped you like memorize all the presidents.
At one point in time, I could, definitely. Right now, probably not, but you can try me.
So if I just spit out a president, okay, right now, president number 18. I'll give you a hint. Lincoln was 16.
Yeah, I know Lincoln was 16.
Andrew Johnson was 17. This guy was president between 69 and 77. That's 1869 and 1877.
Richard Nixon.
He was the commanding general of the U.S. Army.
Richard Nixon.
He was the commanding general of the U.S. Army.
Grant.
U.S. Yes,
Grant.
Ulysses.
There we go.
99.1. Not only are we teaching you all about the Houston Astros, but the U.S. presidents, new and old. 99.1, the sports animal.